Well, it's time for today's AM Minnesota program, and we are going to be talking about a special organization called SAVE that stands for Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, dedicated to the prevention of suicide. Eric Mishy is online. He's the CEO of SAVE. Eric, thanks for coming on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be able to spend some time with you.
Talking about a very important topic. And first, let the record show with folks, hear a little bit of noise or announcements in the background. You are multitasking this morning.
I am indeed. I'm in Boston, soon to get on an airplane to come back home to Minnesota. So I will try to find as quiet of a place as I can.
Well, if there's a little noise in the background, that makes it sound like it's live radio, right, Eric?
There you go. It's the best of all worlds.
That's right. Well, I first became aware of the organization, Eric, called SAVE, because I'm working with Al Travis, and he has a special fundraiser set up for tomorrow to help SAVE. So you are going to fess up to knowing Al Travis, and I take it.
Al has been a good friend of mine for coming on to 6 years, and he's got a big heart, and he decided that he was going to do an event on September 24th, which is all day long to kind of talk about suicide and suicide prevention and what all of us can do to work together to help raise awareness about suicide and what we can each do individually to prevent it and save a life.
I was thinking about it earlier this morning, Eric, and I could think of four or five people that I have known over my lifetime that were victims of suicide, and I'll bet just about everyone that's listening can think of some of those cases, and they're such tragedies.
Yeah, you know, my first experience with suicide was 46 years ago when my best friend, Alan, 16 years old in a small town in North Dakota called Fairmount, died by suicide. And 46 years ago, you didn't talk about suicide. It was very scandalous. There was a lot of stigma attached to it, and which is why 36 years ago, there was a group of Minnesotans who lost loved ones to suicide who formed SAVE for the purpose of helping to educate people about suicide and to help eliminate that stigma so that we could talk about it and find ways to help people and help families who were dealing with suicidal ideation and teach people and educate people and make them aware of what the issues are surrounding suicide.
And I think you could say we've come so far with that stigma and just the whole issue of emotional or mental health. And I remember way back when I was in college in one of the classes, people get emotionally, mentally ill almost as often as we get physically sick, but there was that stigma. But it's nice to hear that we've come so far in removing that stigma.
We've gotten much better at it. Today, it's not as in the dark, right? It used to be very scandalous, you know. We also change how we talk about suicide. You know, for years and years and years, you know, when someone died by suicide, we would say that they committed suicide. Today, we don't say committed because people commit crimes. And, you know, we associate that word committed with something that's bad. So we try to, you know, avoid words like that and, you know, say, hey, you know, we know somebody who died by suicide, took their own life. And so words matter, and words have mattered for a long time as we continue to shine a light on this issue and to raise awareness about it and find ways to engage people in efforts to help prevent it and save lives.
I was looking a little bit on your website about SAVE, and tell us a little bit more about that. It got started because of some people decided they wanted to try and alleviate or educate people about this problem. It's a 501c3.
It is. So it was founded 36 years ago. We're based in Minnesota. We work all across the country. Our office is in Bloomington. And we focus on suicide prevention through what we call our four pillars: advocacy and education and training, suicide loss survivor support, and lethal means safety. And so there's a lot of different ways that we approach this. The key thing ultimately is to educate people and raise awareness and then give them the tools to talk to people, that they know about suicide and to be able to direct them to resources. Before you and I got on the air, we talked about a really important resource, which is 988, which is a free, confidential, 24-hour day, 365-day-a-year resource that if you're somebody who's listening to this show right now who might be struggling, needs somebody to talk to, you can call that, you can text it, you can chat it. It's completely free. It's completely confidential. If you're a veteran and you call or text that number, you can hit the number 1 and you'll be directed to somebody who is specially trained to work with veterans who are dealing with a crisis. And if you happen to be somebody who knows somebody who's dealing with a crisis, no matter where they live, where you live, 988 can localize resources in their community to help them get the help that they need at a time in which they may be experiencing suicidal ideation. So everywhere I go, every group I speak to, I always talk about 988. It's an important resource, and I hope your listeners will learn more about it. And if they need to use it, they should always know it's free and it's confidential and it's always there.
We're all familiar with 911, which is where, you know, an accident or there's some sort of emergency. 988 is kind of an emergency where I'm really down and I'm afraid of what I might be doing and I need to talk to someone.
100%. And you and I both talked about, you know, one of the areas in our lives and our community right now that are experiencing real difficulties are rural communities, the farm economy. And so if you're a farmer, if you're someone connected to the agricultural community and you find yourself struggling, don't ever hesitate. You don't have to be thinking about suicide. You may be just down. You may be depressed. You may be going, you know what, I just need somebody to talk to. That's why it's there. So everybody should write that number down, give it to friends and family members that they love, and always remember it's there 24 hours a day, and it's free and it's confidential.
And I assume that the person that would answer the phone, that 988 call, also would know of some different resources. Like, I've done many interviews with Tom Peterson, Commissioner of Agriculture. The Department of Agriculture has a number of different resources. There are so many resources out there to help people.
Yeah, and one of the best things about 988 is that if you live in St. Peter, Minnesota, and you have a friend out in Los Angeles who is struggling and you want to be able to help them, you can call 988 and say, hey, I have a friend that lives here. What resources are available for them there so that I can get them the help that they need? So it doesn't matter where you live. If there's somebody you know who is struggling, that number, 988, has the ability to identify resources in their local community as well.
You mentioned the rural areas, and it's not maybe a farm crisis yet, but farmers are certainly struggling right now. Reminds me of the farm crisis of the 80s. And when Al mentioned and asked if we could help with this, I said it's the ideal timing because there's a lot of financial stress and that can lead to emotional stress.
Yeah, we talk a lot about the social determinants of health, and one of the things that can lead to, you know, emotional struggles and suicidal ideation are financial difficulties. And so, you know, if you're in a rural community and you're struggling financially because the farm economy may be struggling, or your community is struggling to find jobs that can pay a living wage so you can pay your mortgage or pay your rent or pay your car payment. All of those things have an impact. And so being able to have access to resources like 988 are incredibly, incredibly important for everybody.
And it seems like maybe it's kind of special if you're in my world of agriculture, but later this month, Gordy's got some veterans on because it's mind-boggling how many veterans we are losing every day because of post-traumatic stress syndrome. So it's kind of specialized, but overall, it's still all kind of the same too, isn't it, Eric?
In a lot of ways. Each one of us has different challenges and different issues. And, you know, veterans have significantly high rates of suicide. I was just on Minnesota Military Radio last week talking about the work that SAVE does, and they have a lot of groups, the VA, the Legion, and VFW, who are all doing incredible work to support veterans. But, you know, whether you're a veteran, you're a farmer, or you're just an average person on the street, every one of us at some time or another needs some kind of help, whether it's just somebody to talk to, whether it's go to a doctor. And you know, you made the comment that you know, we talk a lot about physical health. We don't ever have issues saying, hey, you know what, I broke my leg, or, you know, I've got some physical ailment. And we're always pretty comfortable talking about those things. Where things start to get a little challenging is when we start talking about our mental health, our emotional health. And we need to continue to do more and more of that.
And sometimes with the help of a professional, there are some medications that can help get you through it. Because I remember reading once, too, that severe depression tends to peter out in a few months. So it's kind of getting through this, and then you can be healthy again. So sometimes it's counseling, but sometimes some medications can help, too, under the guidance of a counselor or a doctor. Can it, Eric?
There's a lot of resources available out there that were not available 36 years ago when SAVE was founded, were not available 46 years ago when my friend Alan died by suicide. We're in a place today where there's a lot of resources. Sometimes it can feel overwhelming. So if folks want to go to save.org, which is our website, you can learn more about those resources and find help on there, and also give some information about the work that we do and how you can get involved with that too.
Before we get to more details on that, but I was thinking, Eric, that all of us can have a role too. Maybe you're sitting on a bus, or maybe you're in a store. Just a simple smile and being pleasant can help someone that's struggling, give them a lift too, can it?
It never hurts to be nice. Never hurts to be nice.
Well, Eric, we have to take a break for the markets. When we come back, we want to talk more about the details of the program and how folks can get involved with helping Al Travis tomorrow. And you must have a very kind donor that's matching all the dollars. So it's like a 2-for-1. But Eric, first, you can stand by. We have to take a break for the markets, sponsored by the KDHL Agri-Boosters, including Craig Keller over at the Keller Insurance Agency in Near Strand. Of course, Craig helps protect all things important to you.
Tuesday morning, cattle have turned mixed. Soybeans, corn, and hogs have turned higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. After a lower start to the day, beans are now up on short covering and technical buying, watching the U.S. harvest and South American planting. Still, the big bearish factor really continues to be China's absence from the U.S. export market, and with Argentina reportedly selling some soybeans to China following the suspension of their grain and oilseed export tax. November beans are up 3 at 10.14. January's 3 1/4 higher at 10.33 3/4. October bean meal's down 90 cents at 2.78, and October bean oil's up 15 points at 49.32. Corn's modestly higher, monitoring some probable near-term U.S. harvest delays and the planting weather in Argentina and Brazil. USDA this morning said that Mexico bought U.S. corn. That's the fourth business day in a row with an announced sale. December's up 2 3/4 at 4.24 1/2. March is 2 1/2 higher at 4.41 1/4. And wheat's looking oversold, with Chicago and Kansas City watching winter wheat planting, and Minneapolis looking at the very tail end of the spring wheat harvest. December, Chicago's 8 higher at 5.18 3/4. Cotton and rice are both mixed, watching harvest activity. December cotton is up 26 at 66.48. November rice is down 1 1/2 at 11.45. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are higher, waiting for this week's direct business to get defined. October live's down 142 at 235.72. December's a dollar lower, 239.22. October feeders are up 47 at 361.82. And hogs are supported by yesterday's higher closing pork and their discount to cash. October's up $1.07 at 99.87, and December leans 157 higher at 90.35. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
AM Minnesota. On the Mighty 920 KDHL.
The market update sponsored by the KDHL Agro Boosters, including Craig Keller over at the Keller Insurance Agency in Nearstrand. Craig does help protect all things important to you. My guest on today's AM Minnesota program is Eric Mishy, who is the CEO of SAVE. SAVE stands for Suicide Awareness, Voices of Education, dedicated to the prevention of suicide. So, Eric, tell us more about the details tomorrow about this partnership that you've gone together with Al Travis on, working with all the radio stations that he's syndicated on, and how it's going to work, and every dollar gets matched.
Yeah, so actually it's on a lot of stations throughout the state. You know, our friends with Hubbard Broadcasting have also helped support this effort on a number of their stations. But throughout the day tomorrow, on September 24th, any donation that someone makes at save.org is going to be matched dollar for dollar by the generosity of an organization called the TOSA Foundation. And that means that if you have the ability to make a donation of a dollar at save.org, it'll be matched to $2. If you can donate $20, it becomes $40. If you happen to have an extra $1 million laying around you just want to get rid of, that'll be $2 million. But whatever you can afford, and if the mission resonates with you, throughout the day on September 24th, if you go to save.org and you can click on our donate button and you can make a donation at any amount, and all of that money will be doubled thanks to the TOSA Foundation.
It's almost like someone could make a donation in the memory of a friend or a loved one.
You can do that, too. We have the ability to do that on our website. If there's someone that you want to honor with your contribution, you can do that right on save.org. And there's all sorts of different ways that you can recognize those who have died by suicide and honor them. You can obviously donate at save.org. We've got different events that if you want to volunteer, you go to save.org and you can send us an email, and we'd love to reach out and talk to you about volunteer opportunities. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get involved and help support our work.
That would maybe especially be useful for someone who's retired or semi-retired and now looking for something to do. What a great way to volunteer some time if you didn't have a lot of financial resources then.
That's right. You know, we have volunteer projects that people can do remotely, so they don't have to come to our office. So there's all sorts of different opportunities that we have, and we would be delighted to talk about what those might be for somebody who's looking to get involved in the work that we're doing.
Your website, save.org, is there some resources or hints there that maybe you have a family member or a friend or a neighbor that you're worried about that they seem kind of down or they aren't their old self? How you could go about encouraging them to get some help?
That's a great question. So we have on our website, save.org. If you go to our education and training location on that website, we have a free 45-minute self-led online training that you can do by yourself in your house that will teach you how to talk to somebody you know might be struggling and how to ask them questions about what they may be struggling with. And then equally important, also gives you information about how to get help for that person. So it's called One Step Ahead. It's completely free. Nobody's going to follow up and try to upsell you anything. And so if you've got an extra 45 minutes, I tell people it's the best 45 minutes you're ever going to spend, because it's going to teach you how to talk to somebody about suicide and how to help save a life.
And you maybe don't need to be older like I am. Maybe you're a teenager and you have a friend at school that you're worried about.
That's right. And I would also say that if you're a teenager and you've got somebody at school you're concerned about, talk to an adult. Let them know what's going on. Make sure that you get some guidance from them. And you can also, if you're a teenager and if you need help and you don't know how to help yourself or somebody else, you too can call or chat or text 988.
And there are so many resources out there for you in school. Maybe it's your teacher. Maybe it's a guidance counselor. Maybe it's a pastor or your clergy. They would be able to, they're all somewhat trained in this and be able to point you in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely.
So then tomorrow, anytime, just go to save.org.
Go to save.org anytime tomorrow from the beginning of the day until the end of the day. And any donation you make, any amount that you make, is going to be doubled dollar for dollar throughout the entire day.
You know, Eric, I was looking at your website and I was reading a little bit about your board members, and everyone has a passion for this because everyone was touched by a suicide, and so they're trying to help.
Yeah, everybody on our board has got some connection to the issue. It may have been a family member. It may have been a friend. It could have been a coworker. Every one of them is committed to the idea that the work we do can make a difference in helping to prevent suicide and save lives. We have a great board. I have a fabulous staff who are very dedicated and passionate about our work. We've got a lot of volunteers. We have very generous donors as well. So we are fortunate to have the kind of support that we need to do the work that is important and fulfills our mission to help prevent suicide.
Have you been able to make some progress too, Eric, to maybe get some of your program in the school curriculum or maybe colleges, something like that too, or is it more people have to reach out to you?
So we have a program called the Green Bandana Project, and that's on our website. And it is a high school and college-based program, which you are taught as a member of the Green Bandana Program on how to help someone if they come up to you as a student, as a young person, and say that they need help. So you can learn more about the Green Bandana Project on our website as well. And if you're in a school, if you're a school superintendent, you're a school board member, or you're a parent, you want to learn more about the Green Bandana Project, go to the website, save.org. You can learn more about it, and we'd be happy to talk to you about it as well.
I worry more about the younger generation than I think back, Eric, when I was a teenager and going to college with the social media and everything that's going on there. It's a lot tougher for the kids nowadays than when I was that age.
It's a different world today. We're also dealing with issues related to social media. And so that makes a big difference. And we spend a lot of time raising concerns about the impact that social media has on kids' mental health. So if you have a kid who is on Facebook, on Instagram, or Snapchat, the problems that are on those platforms magnify the problems that young kids have today. So we've seen increases in sextortion and sex trafficking and bullying and kids buying illegal drugs on those platforms, and also an increase in suicidal ideation and suicide. So it is tough for kids today, and social media doesn't make it any easier.
And so is there some education and guidance or programs to help parents as they try and monitor or control this whole social media thing, Eric?
Yeah, there are. And, you know, we have a website called keepitdigitallysafe.org, which talks about things like warning labels on social media so that you can warn parents and young people about the harms that are on these platforms. More needs to be done to educate parents about the harms of social media. More needs to be done in schools to teach young people about the harms of social media. So as we look at the upcoming Minnesota legislative session in 2026, we're going to get more and more involved in helping to push policymakers to regulate some of these platforms so that they make them safer for kids and for parents.
It's really something that SAFE started 30-some years ago and now is nationwide.
Yeah, you know, it takes a lot of work to do that. You know, at the end of the day, a lot of our work still remains here in Minnesota. But, you know, this is an issue in which we're fortunate to be able to partner and collaborate with a bunch of different organizations throughout the country. We're proud to have great working relationships with nonprofits in every corner of the country that are doing similar work as ours, and we try to help amplify their work and make sure that people are aware of the resources that those organizations are providing their community. So this is a challenging and difficult subject field. And so the more that we can talk about it, including being on your radio show, I will tell you is a gift, not to us, but also to your listeners to learn more about this.
I think the key is, and you mentioned it earlier in the program, is we've come so far with the, quote, stigma or being ashamed.
Yeah, we have, and there's still more work to do. You know, we've got to make sure that nobody ever feels they're alone, that they feel ashamed, that they feel embarrassed, and that's going to take continued efforts to remind people that, you know, suicide is complex. You know, the people who are struggling with suicidal ideation and suicide, they need our help. They need to be able to be seen. They got to be able to be heard. They've got to be able to be found.
Yep, and it's so much more complicated than I have an infection and I take an antibiotic, or I have a broken leg and you take the x-ray. The mind is so much more complex.
It is, and, you know, unlike a broken arm or a broken leg, right, you can't see inside someone's mind. So the need to be able to talk about these things and to talk about them openly and to share and to ask people if they need help, and when people come to you and say, I need help, to be prepared to be able to help them. That's why our One Step Ahead program on our website, save.org, is so important. It'll teach you how to talk to somebody. It'll teach you how to help them. And it'll help teach you to help them if they need to help save their life.
Or some of the signs to recognize that maybe subtly someone is reaching out to you, to know those signs, to be able to respond and know what to do and where to go.
Absolutely, 100%, you're exactly right. And again, remember, is that if somebody you know is struggling and you don't know how to help them, your listeners are going to get sick here of me say this, but 988 is there for a reason, and that's one of the reasons it's there.
The farmer I know, it's about my age, talks often. In fact, he's past president of the Soybean Growers. He's on the American Soybean Association board. And he always has this topic at the conventions and the ag expos that we go to, because he's so passionate about it, because it was a farm crisis of the 80s. And he got so down, and it was actually a family member, his wife, that encouraged him to go get help. Fortunately, it was a younger doctor that was over all this stigma and got him through it. And here he is 35, 40 years later with a great life. So he loved it. It's nice that they can see someone that came out the other side.
What we know is that anybody who struggles with suicide or someone attempts suicide and survives, 90% of the time, they don't go on to try to die by suicide in the future. So we know that training and education and support works. We know there's lots of resources out there, lots of treatments, a lot of ways to get help today that weren't there even in the 80s, certainly weren't there 36 years ago or 42 years ago. A lot different world than we live in today.
And it's as simple as going to save.org to start getting information. And I understand it's so important for family members or friends, because sometimes you can get so down that you are unable to help yourself anymore.
That's exactly right. And so we all need help sometimes. And so being able to ask somebody for help, and for that person that you've asked for help to be able to give you help, is so incredibly important today.
We only have about a minute left. Eric, so it's save.org all day tomorrow. And mentioned Save as a 501c3. So it is a tax deduction. You're doing good work, and nothing wrong with getting a tax deduction. Right, Eric?
You get a tax deduction, and if you donate on September 24th from the beginning of the day until the end of the day, every donation you make, no matter how big or how small or whatever size it is, will get matched 100%.
Well, thanks for your time, Eric, and your dedication to this important topic. And if we can save one person or help one person feel better, it was worth it.
I agree. Thank you for the generosity of the time to be able to share this with your listeners. Thank you.
And here is the national news from ABC. Once again, save.org. Anytime tomorrow.